Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've certainly been covering a lot. The whole media world has been covering a lot when it comes to this Texas abortion law, very restrictive law, essentially outlaws any abortion procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is incredibly early on. In Portland today, the village council, the city council in Portland, has approved a resolution to spend $200,000 on programs in Texas that provide reproductive health care services. So I don't know if their budget situation in Portland is better than it is here, but interesting that the people of Portland are funding programs in the state of Texas. There's a move here as well in the Illinois legislature. State Representative Kelly Cassidy, a Democrat from Chicago, has introduced a bill. I think it's best let her explain it to us. Representative, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, explain this bill for me, Representative.
Sure. The Texas Act, which is the expanding abortion services, Services Act, would utilize the same legal framework that the Texas abortion ban utilizes, in that it would create a right of civil action that could be brought against anyone who commits an act of domestic violence or sexual assault, or anyone who is the cause of an unintended pregnancy.
So the difficult thing in Texas
is... Well, it does a little bit more than that, too,
okay,
though.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
So it's similar to the law in Texas. It creates a minimum $10,000 civil judgment capacity. In our case, half of that, or at least $5,000, would go into a special state fund to provide services to folks coming from prohibited states to access reproductive health care in Illinois.
One of the things that has angered people is that the Texas law creates, in essence, a vigilante system where private citizens can go after private citizens for violating this law. Democrats certainly were aghast at that, and yet that seems to be what you're doing here on the other side. Did you have any second thoughts about that?
So I think that it's important to sort of look at the questions that are before us and what this bill can be a vehicle for in terms of the tasks ahead of us. You know, if this is the new normal, if the vigilante approach, as you describe it, is upheld and is the new normal, we need to start having those conversations now in Illinois. Is this good public policy? Do we believe this is how we should go about achieving our goals? Those concerns about sticking neighbors on each other. I share those concerns about declaring open season on anyone. And so this is really about having those policy discussions ahead of time and being able to determine, looking at what are the unintended consequences of this policy? What are the ways that this could work or not work? Who's going to be affected? What is the impact on our court system? What is, you know, all of those questions. So that's why this is introduced in this way, because I think it's important we begin to explore that. Additionally, just as you mentioned in the roll-up to this segment, as Portland is looking at, you know, what they need to do about patients not having access in Texas, you know, we knew already in 2019 when we passed the Reproductive Health Act that we had a lot of inbound patients from other states. Mm-hmm. You know, the Hope Clinic for Women down in Granite City, that a huge percentage of their patient base comes from Missouri because there's only one clinic in that state. So we already have this inbound patient issue. If this law in Texas proliferates around the country, we're going to see those numbers increase dramatically. And I think it's really important that we begin to talk immediately about what do we do for those patients when they get here? What do we do to ensure that they have the resources they need to get the care they need because their state has abandoned them?
Representative, I've got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So we're talking to State Representative Kelly Cassidy, and a Democrat of Chicago. One thing I want to make clear on this. So part of your bill would be that if two lovers, a man and a woman, who've been together for 10 years, not married or whatever, maybe they're married, let's say unmarried, and they have consensual sex, they don't want to get pregnant, the woman gets pregnant, the man could then be sued under your bill?
Absolutely.
That seems nonsensical to me. I mean, if you've got a loving couple,
Uber driver for driving someone to a clinic.
That's right. And my mom taught me early on that two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, I think you're fighting the.
And this is why I believe that we as a legislature need to discuss these policy proposals. And the way we do that is to put them out there and have the legislative process and the fulsome debate that we need to have, rather than rushing through a policy that hasn't contemplated unintended consequences.
So is the point of your bill to get it passed and have this become the law in Illinois, or to further point out the dangers of the bill in Wisconsin?
I was really clear. The point of my bill is to begin the debate that we need to have about taking this approach. We have to take this head on, and this is the way to do that. This is how we examine it. This is how we talk about what are the impacts on the courts.
Okay.
This is how we talk about, is this ridiculous that a woman could sue her husband?
But most people introduce a bill.
That's where those questions are for.
And we're talking to Representative Kelly Cassidy. Most legislators, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be, I am often, but most legislators introduce bills with the hope that they'll get passed. Listening to you, I think you are saying you hope this bill just furthers debate rather than actually becomes law. Am I wrong there?
It is very rare, especially for major policy change, to look the same at introduction as it does at passage.
Okay. So how would you like it to look at passage?
I would like to address those two questions that I set out at the very beginning. I would like to determine what Illinois' policy around this new approach to lawmaking would be, and how are we going to deal with the massive influx of folks seeking services that will result from the proliferation of laws like the Texas law?
Yeah, and that's a real issue. So when those people do come from out of state to Granite City, is there a cost to Illinois for that, or is that a private payment that the women from out of state are taking care of?
There's no payment from Illinois. Nobody coming in from another state, unless somebody here's an example, somebody who was maybe a state employee or a relative of a state employee, so had state employee insurance, lived in Missouri, and crossed the border because, it's very fluid there. Folks live on both sides and work in opposite sides often. So somebody in that circumstance, there would be a cost to Illinois, right? Because they would be on an Illinois insurance plan or something. But by and large, there is no cost to the state of Illinois, but there are huge burdens on not only the patients coming in, but the clinics providing the services, the social service groups that sometimes make up that gap, right, to raise money for folks to access services. So it's a problem that has not been solved well to this point, and it's only going to get bigger.
State Representative Kelly Cassidy, I enjoyed talking to you, Kelly, and thanks very much for sharing your ideas here.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You bet. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. What do you think? 312-981-7200. She seems to think it's a bad idea in Texas, and yet she's introducing a bill to do the same here in Illinois. Did you hear that she doesn't expect it to actually pass? Interested in your thoughts. 312-981-7200. We'll get your text and phone calls. I always like the calls. After the news, we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next. WGN.